Combining Corporate Leadership with Community Service, December 14, 2023. What does it take to be a good leader? Sandile Khoza, C. Milt, Group Human Capital Executive at Access World, believes that while fulfilling a corporate role is important, it is also essential to give back to the community. As the clock struck midnight on the 1st of January 2023, I found myself at the intersection of a remarkable transition. After 18 years in logistics operations as senior manager, I embraced a new challenge as the Group Human Capital Executive for multinational logistics powerhouse, Access World. The shift from orchestrating seamless logistics to steering the ship of human capital management was nothing short of exhilarating. The decision to take on this new role was rooted in the belief that my extensive logistics experience would be a cornerstone in building and fortifying the human capital foundations of my organization. This wasn't just a career move. It was an opportunity to synergize operations and human resources, creating a dynamic balance that would drive success. In my previous role, every shipment, every deadline, and every supply chain intricacy taught me the invaluable lesson of effective team collaboration. These lessons have seamlessly translated into the realm of human capital management, where the heartbeat of any organization lies within its people. In my new role, my approach has been to leverage my logistics expertise to enhance workforce efficiency. Understanding the intricacies of operations has allowed me to tailor human capital strategies that align with the goals of Access World and its stakeholders. One of my first steps in aligning my professional commitments was a discussion with the president of CILTSA, Elvin Harris, in January 2023. While expressing my ongoing commitment to continue serving as a CILTSA council member, I communicated my intention to shift my contributions more towards skills development and training. This strategic shift ensures that my efforts align with my new role, focusing on empowering individuals in the logistics industry with the knowledge and skills needed to thrive. In the midst of embracing my new role at Access World, where each day brought fresh challenges and opportunities, I found myself at a crossroads of immense honor and personal growth. In a serendipitous turn of events, I was awarded a scholarship to study at Harvard, a journey that would redefine my perspective and significantly impact my professional trajectory. The Harvard Executive Leadership Program, which is tailored for senior executives, became a pivotal chapter in my ongoing journey. From the hallowed halls of this renowned institution, I emerged in October 2023 not just with a certificate, but with a wealth of insights, tools, and a transformative approach to leadership. What sets this program apart is its emphasis on innovative problem-solving and strategic thinking, along with a futuristic outlook. As I delved into the coursework, I discovered a rich tapestry of knowledge designed to equip senior executives with the skills needed to navigate the complexities of the modern business landscape. The program's impact extended far beyond the classroom, not only shaping my personal goals and aspirations, but also empowering me to make a tangible difference in the industries I serve. One such opportunity presented itself at the 2023 CEO Forum, a gathering of industry leaders that took place in the iconic Moses Mavhida Stadium. Participating in the forum was a testament to the transformative power of the Harvard experience. Armed with a new perspective on leadership and a strategic mindset, I engaged in discussions that went beyond the usual discourse. The Harvard program had cultivated in me the ability to think critically, propose innovative solutions, and anticipate the needs of the future. While my role as Group Human Capital Leader at Access World has been fulfilling, I've always felt a calling to give back to the community and contribute to shaping the future of industries. In 2023, this commitment took on new dimensions, as I embraced leadership roles outside the corporate realm, becoming chairperson of the advisory board at Seoul Pilgrim University and director of the Ethiqueni Maritime Cluster. The decision to extend my influence beyond the corporate sphere was driven by a deep-seated belief in the power of education and industry collaboration to effect positive change. Serving as a council member at CILTSA was a starting point, but I knew that I could do more to bridge the gap between academia and industry needs. My appointment as chairperson of the advisory board at Seoul Pilgrim University, School of Management Science, has been a tremendous honor and responsibility. Here, I am part of a team tasked with reshaping the university's curriculum to ensure alignment with the evolving demands of industries. It's a chance to contribute to the development of future leaders, ensuring the next generation is equipped with the skills and knowledge necessary for success in the dynamic world of logistics and human capital management. Simultaneously, my journey led me to the Ethequini Maritime Cluster, where I assumed the role of director with a focus on HR and training matters. The maritime industry is a vital component of our economy, and my involvement allows me to play a hands-on role in developing human capital strategies that will propel the industry forward. This role has been incredibly fulfilling, offering a platform to make a tangible impact on the lives and careers of individuals in the maritime sector. The path of giving back and industry engagement has been a two-way street. While I bring my expertise to these organizations, I am continually enriched by the experiences, challenges, and perspectives emerging from these diverse environments. The collaborations forged in these roles have reinforced my belief in the symbiotic relationship between education, industry, and community development. As I navigate this dual journey of corporate leadership and community service, I am reminded of the profound interconnectedness of our roles within the broader fabric of society. The impact we make in boardrooms and classrooms echoes beyond the confines of our professional titles, shaping the narratives of future professionals and contributing to the vitality of our industries. Looking ahead, I am excited about the potential for positive change and the opportunities to continue fostering collaboration between academia, industry, and community development. The journey of giving back is an ongoing one, and I am grateful for the chance to be a catalyst for change on multiple fronts.